This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Fred Scalera of the FirstNet program at AT&T. Fred, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
No, thank you, Donnie.
So, Fred, I hear that there's a football game going on somewhere this weekend, a little thing in L.A. Have you heard anything about it? Are you going to be helping out anywhere?
Sure. So, thanks, Donnie. So, yeah. So, we started preparing about 2 years out, and actually, next one's in Phoenix, and we actually started preparing there, and actually, the staff from Phoenix is out here, so they've kind of seen what we're planning and doing here for and preparing with them for next year. But, you know, over the past couple of years, we spent in this market $2.7 billion on our wireless and our wireline network. And that's not just for, that's to make sure that our fans are getting the best experience with 5G, 5G plus. You know, we built out hotels and businesses. And along with that, we made sure that we're building out the FirstNet network to meet the requirements that public safety is going to require, right? So that we make sure that that priority, the preemption, the capacities, everything we're going to need for the our customers to have a good experience and our FirstNet and public safety personnel to have even a better experience to make sure they're able to protect the people attending the big game even better.
Okay, well, so now, and I'm guessing most of that $2.7 billion, wow, what a big number. I guess most of that's going to fixed infrastructure that, frankly, is going to be there for the Super Bowl and beyond then.
That's correct. I often state, you know, once you have a Super Bowl, you know, we build out our network pretty resilient and things throughout the country. But once you have a Super Bowl with the amount of personnel coming in and the security levels that are so much larger than other events, you know, it's done to even a much higher level than we would do just in a normal market area, right? So the preparation here is tremendous. I can't thank, you know, we have to work with our AT&T and the market teams to get this done, but it's at a different level. FirstNet is really recognized by all of AT&T how important that is to make sure we're serving those public safety customers with everything they need.
Okay. All right. Now, however, if you have that kind of, I'm assuming there's a lot of fiber and a lot of things like that. Those are all assets on the ground that the FirstNet public safety network can use, right?
That's correct. So everything that's built has what's called our FirstNet network, that band 14. So we have high capacity market cows up in the area. Right, for the big game. We have FirstNet SATCOLTs. We have FirstNet SATCOLTs that are up in hot standby, right? So one thing I always talk about, right, so we build the network, right, and it's strong and it's redundant and generators and dual redundancy, but what we plan for is, you know, and most of you know, Donnie, you know, my background is public safety, law enforcement, fire, homeland security. What we plan for is something taking out fiber, feeding a stadium. We just had a manhole in Pittsburgh blow up the other day and took out some network someplace, right? So we have five SATCOLTs that are spread throughout from NFL Live through the stadium, as well as over at the Emergency Operations Center at LA and the Joint Operations Center that's over in Inglewood, so that if anything is to happen within minutes, we can flip on these hot standbys. Now, you won't get everything into every building, but they have basic coverage up so that the FirstNet personnel can have redundancy in communications. That's very important for us. And on top of it, this year, we have now built our FirstNet response communications vehicles and our new CRDs, those micro SATCOLTs. We also have them in market. So, for an example, sitting at the Emergency Operations Center in LA until today has been the FirstNet communications vehicle due to NFL Live and the amount of things happening there. Starting today, we will transition the MicroCOAT to be over towards the EOC and over, where it's located at the Joint Operations Center to make sure they have all they need. And the communications vehicle now will be going out to the vehicle and emergency staging area. There's a third location where that's going to be staged and ready for response and assist. We'll have, you know, over 1,000 emergency responders there that we're supporting to be able to respond in. And if there's a problem with comms anyplace, from devices to in-building solutions, we are ready to support all of those operations.
Okay. Well, now I think most of our audience is familiar with SATCOLTs, or satellite cell on light trucks, but you know, a lot of some people may not be familiar with the micro version, the compact rapid deployable or CRDs. Tell them, can you talk to the to folks about and tell them what are these able to do? Is it a different form factor and does it allow extra flexibility?
Sure. So the smaller form factor, which right, can be customer under managed, we actually, our customers can purchase them and we use them for response, are great for especially when we have to be in city areas, right? Trying to set up a sack halt in the middle of LA would be quite difficult. I'm getting satellite shots. The micro cults are rapidly respondable. We have them on, we have it sitting on the back of one of our FirstNet pickup trucks so that we can go out and we don't need as big of a shot. We can line it up in a canyon, set it up more rapidly, tactically, right off the truck. So if they have a problem in one spot, they have a communications problem, there was a failure or something occurred, we can rapidly stand that up and support it. Where we can be online in 10 to 15 minutes with that type of unit. It could be an hour or 2 hours after the satellite pult arrives. To set up because of the infrastructure and the way it takes to set it up. So we knew we needed to do something different to be prepared for these responses besides less just large vehicles. So we've now prepared to support them and we're set up with escorts from either, you know, LAPD or Inglewood to get an escort if there's an emergency to get it at that location. That's why we staff those centers with them, so we're prepared to do that. And then the comms vehicle, right, with all the resources now from in-building to, you know, to MBKs, to phone kits and Nighthawks and all the infrastructure, and it can even go live faster than the MicroCult because it's already, we can have it actually turned on while we're moving and they just have to pop up the satellite and it'll be live. So it supports different ways and we're building multiple different ways to be able to respond and support whatever may be needed during this time period for all of public safety.
Okay. And I believe this is like, what, your fourth or fifth Super Bowl? I'm just kind of curious, you know, you've talked about, you know, the amount of planning that you all have had to do. I'm curious if you could go back to 4 or 5 years ago, how many of the first responders even knew about FirstNet and trusted it, frankly, to build, you know, standard operating procedures around it versus what you're seeing today now that the network's, you know, the first 5 years build out's almost done. And frankly, there's 3 million connections.
Yeah, so the first one was Georgia, right? And they were on FirstNet, you know, the emergency operations. A lot of it was on FirstNet, and that was, you know, first game really FirstNet played, where the ROG was there, and we staffed just the Joint Operations Center communications center. No spare equipment, no response vehicles, right? Wasn't thought about. As we rolled into it, coming into Miami and then Tampa, you know, we started loading up our towers. We had small satellite panels so we could drive out and pop something up small so at least they had some communication someplace they didn't have it. We didn't have the in-building systems we have today. So we've seen the use cases change from emergencies to planned events. And I am very proud to say with FirstNet and AT&T that when we come up with the new plannings for the response operations group and working with NDR, they're embracing the change of what we need to really do and respond for public safety.
Wow. Well, sounds like you guys have all the bases covered. But I hope it's a really boring weekend, honestly, because that means everything went smoothly. Hey, Fred, congratulations again for you guys rolling everything out for yet another big event. And please keep in touch and let us know what the next one is.
Thanks, Donnie. Really appreciate it. Thanks for everything today.